Story number three, bandwidth is skin deep. Technology Review reported last week that this month, NNT Labs, the research and development wing of Nippon Telegraph and Telephone Corporation, plans to start conducting field trials for a radical new human area networking technology called Red Tactin that uses naturally occurring electrical fields of human skin to transmit data. True story. The slim PCMCIA-based Red Tactin transceiver combines an optical receiver circuit equipped with a super-sensitive photonic electrical field sensor and a crystal to transmit data over the surface of the human body at up to 10 megabits per second between wearable devices. Monday's correspondent Mark Miller spoke with senior scientist Igor Schmeckel at NNT Labs last Thursday, and they had this interaction.
Okay, Mr. Schmeckel, just how does this...
Schmeckel!
Right, Mr. Schmeckel, how does this red tacton skin network thing of yours work?
Well, basically, you've got photons, which are, photons, don't you?
You know what? Why don't you refresh the memory of our listeners?
All right. Well, a photon is the quantum of electromagnetic energy regarded as a discrete particle having zero mass, no electrical charge, and... particles. They're friggin' light particles, all right?
Right. Pieces of light. Yeah, got it.
So these photonic sensors sit in your skin, and using the electrical fields in the skin, a crystal sends a da-da-da-da-da-da-da Morse code-like data stream down your arm or across your chest from, say, an iPod or a spot watch.
So this is like a... This is basically you've invented the telegraph then, right?
No, it's not a freaking telegraph. Did I say it was a telegraph?
Well, no, but you just said that the crystal sent this da-da-da-da-da-da-da Morse code-like data stream thing out.
I didn't say it was Morse code. I was just trying to put it in terms that ordinary schmuck such as your Monday's audience there could understand.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If I'm taking a crap, could my watch somehow sense that through my skin and then like automatically record dimensions and weight in a database used by my new poopy tracking software?
Try to use your brain. That would be impossible. Of course, if we tweak the transfabulator down a few millirads, we might just be able to measure the size of your little food baby.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Smegma. I appreciate your time with the interview today.
Schmeckle! Jesus! Schmeckle! Get it right! Bob, get this man away from my office and all physical and electronic forms.
Oh, man, Carl, you know, there's something about that guy saying the word food baby that really warms my heart, man. I love it.
I didn't get past the word Nippon, actually.
Catch an hour of Freaky Geek Speak every week at mondays.pwop.com. Mondays, what Sunday threw up.